Well, as we get ready for a word from on high this morning, we again welcome each and every one of you to this call. But let's go before the Lord in prayer. God, we are thanking you for this day, for this is a day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, God. We thank you for every good and faithful thing that you are doing in our lives. And we are taking back what the devil has stole from us this morning, declaring and declaring that we shall recover it all. God, we ask for your hand of mercy on your speaker this morning. As you have downloaded a message into us, let it be received by every ear, absorbed in every heart, and more importantly, lived out in every life of every caller on this call this morning. God, we thank you for our founders this morning and their obedience to say yes, and we can all come together and give you praise this morning. We thank you. We thank you for this company, Artist International, that has brought us all together. We ask your continued blessings over the company, its founders, and its products, and its distributors, God. We thank you. We give you honor. We give you glory. We give you praise, and we thank you for your word this morning. We cover this prayer in your blood, Jesus, and in your name. Amen and amen. Well, thank you, thank you, thank you, each and every one of you, for joining the call this morning. This has been Jackie Henderson here in Indianapolis, Indiana. And again, I welcome each and every one of you to this call. Thank you for calling in. And a special happy birthday to Minister Rebecca this morning. I now turn this call over to the host so that we can hear what thus says the Lord. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Jackie, our Silver Fox. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. The floor is yours.
Well, thank you so much. Good morning. Good morning to you. Thank you so much for seating and greeting everyone this morning, Minister Jackie, with the joy of the Lord in your heart and in your spirit. And I give God glory for another day on this wonderful, wonderful Friday morning with Minister Tiffany. I'm telling you, setting the atmosphere in the spirit of faithfulness. God is faithful. Yes, he is. He is faithful. And I thank you, Minister Tiffany, for that wonderful song, because we will rejoice in him and we shall recover it all. God bless you. And good morning, TMC family. So good that to hear all of you come on this morning. We are rejoicing in the Lord, and get ready because God is getting ready to do a special work with you, in you, and for you this morning. Let me share a little bit about what this call is all about. My name is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. And this call started back in October 2010 by a dynamic, I mean profound, wonderful women of God that God had set in place to say, and they said yes to him. And they are our Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we lovingly call our Mother Eagle. And we're so thankful that they said yes to the Master. And with that, they stood on the Word of God, and it is Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So, of course, we know that some of you, some of the new people are coming on every morning. We are so thankful to God for you because you see that God is doing a great work here on The Master's Call. Now, we have a website. It is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And you'll notice that all the messages have been archived there, as well as the theme of the year and the bios of our speaker. Now, the theme for this year is, in 2019, God's hand of justice, integrity, and truth in me, individually and corporately, will clearly be seen. Oh, glory to God. Yes, it is. Now, many of you might say, yes, I want to be a part of this ministry. You can do so. Hey, we welcome you with open arms. And you might feel led of the Lord to greet as such as Minister Jackie did so graciously, or you might want to host, which is what I'm doing, and then you may even have a word from the Lord. And please let us know. We want to hear what God has given you. And you can do so by submitting the information to info@themasterscall.net. That's I-N-F-O at themasters, with an S, call.net. And Dr. Vanessa, yours truly, will contact you. Now, what got us all together is this phenomenal health and wellness company called Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. Yes, this is our 30th year we celebrated, and we're so thankful that we're now under the umbrella of Artist Life, where we definitely have some wonderful, wonderful health and wellness products that can actually benefit you. Get with the person that invited you to this call, and they'll share more information with you about that. Now, we have the new morning motivational call that comes up right after this call every Monday through Friday, and today is Platinum Friday, where our Platinum President from the Bahamas, Anastasia Lewis, will be speaking on the call, and that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. Now, today being Friday, this is the day where we have the second portion of our call, where we'll take your prayer requests as well as your praise reports. So stay tuned. We got more in tune for you today, and we hope that you'll continue to join with us today. Now, I'm getting out of the way because we have an awesome, awesome woman of God that's going to share a word with us this morning, and I'm so excited about her because every time she stands up in the spirit of truth, she stands up in the spirit of faithfulness, and she stands up in the spirit of love. And I'm talking about none other than Minister Willa Peterson. This woman of God was married to Gerald Peterson for over 43 years and is the mother of three grown children, Javen, Keenan, Macy, and the grandmother to one adorable granddaughter, and she's our granddaughter too, you guys, Taryn Macia, and we call her Baby T. And we're so thankful that she is a part of this wonderful ministry. She lived in Oak Park, Illinois for over 38 years, she and her husband, and then they moved on to Tampa, Florida. And since she has moved to Tampa, she's become a member of the Bible-based Fellowship Church in Tampa, where she is very involved with the Salvation Army ministry, ministries around the church. She's always doing something. She definitely don't just sit down. She continues to work in her community. She has been. She serves with the Justice Ministry, which seeks fairness and equality for Tampa residents. Isn't that awesome? She has been a teacher, emphasizing on reading diagnosis and remediation. She has raised her children. She has taken care of her beloved mother-in-law until she went home to be with the Lord. She has been a certified health coach. She has served, I'm telling you, profoundly around this country. And we're so thankful because she is a part of our TMC family. And now that she's in another chapter of her life in Tampa, Florida, she is serving God with the love and sharing his word wherever she goes. We are so thankful that this woman of God is standing tall in the spirit of truth. I introduce to some, present to others, none other than Minister Willa Peterson of Tampa, Florida. Are you there, Minister Willa?
Yes, I am, Minister Brenda, and good morning, good morning, good morning, and thank you for the warm introduction. And just one little correction, I still am married to Gerald Peterson.
Oh, did I say was? I apologize. Yes, she is still married to that wonderful man of God. My apologies. God bless you. Take it away.
Oh, you're welcome, and we will celebrate our 45th wedding anniversary next month. So praise the Lord. God is good. And thank you so much, Minister Jackie, for praying for us this morning and for greeting God's people as we gather together here. What a powerful prayer. And to you, Minister Tiffany, our songbird, who gets up so early in the morning and yet has a beautiful voice as though she's been up most of the day. We thank you so much for the word, for the songs you gave us this morning. Faithful is our God because he is truly faithful. Dr. Vanessa, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, I just want to say thank you so much for having the faith in me to bring and just seeing something in me that God can use to bring the word of God. As Dr. Vanessa always says, she says she had to kick me out of the nest. Well, I don't remember being kicked out of the nest, but I do recall Dr. P.K. letting me know it was time to minister and me getting a little bit nervous about that. But I do thank them because as a result of ministering here on the Master's Call, it has opened other opportunities for me to minister. And it's like the Word of God says that God will put you before great men and they will see your works. And so I just thank God for allowing me to be a blessing in other areas as well. And I have to say, I do call Dr. Vanessa, and I must be the only one who calls her that, our E1, our Equal Opportunity Nest Ejector, because she will eject you out of the nest, but not before your wings are ready for you to soar. Praise the Lord. And my TMC family, just thank you so much. You know, as I always say, you just have to know that I just love me some you. I love each and every one of you. I thank you all so much for joining us this morning. And I heard a special someone from Chicago, that's where I'm from, who is visiting with Dr. P.K. Roberts. So thank you so much, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton. So thank you so much for joining us here on the Master's Call and for being there with Dr. P.K. Well, family, the name of my message, and you're going to wonder, well, why in the world is she calling it that? And as I get into the message, you will know why. It's called Come On In, Sugarfoot. How welcoming is your welcome mat? God blesses a spirit of hospitality. Again, come on in, Sugarfoot. How welcoming is your welcome mat? God blesses a spirit of hospitality. One of the first things you may notice on the outside of the house when you go to visit someone is the welcome mat at the front door. Is the inside of your home as welcoming as the welcome mat on the outside of your home? When someone comes to visit you unexpectedly, how welcoming are you? Do you think to yourself they should have called first? Or are you genuinely happy to see them? In all honesty, without busy schedules, I'm sure we have all entertained visitors who have shown up on our doorsteps at inopportune times. And how about the guests whom you know were coming? How genuinely excited have you been to see them? Now, there's someone I know who has two sayings about lodging guests. The first one is, like fish, they go bad after 3 days. And the second one is, they can stay as long as there is toilet paper on the roll. In other words, if there is a full roll of toilet paper in the bathroom, they are invited, quote, end of quote, to stay until it runs out. If there are only a few sheets on the roll of toilet paper, well, they had better make it last. That doesn't sound very inviting, does it? One of the things I loved about my mother-in-law was her welcoming spirit of hospitality. My mother-in-law had no welcome mat out on the front door of her steps, but you knew you were always welcome into her home by her greeting when she met you at the door. And she would say, come on in here, Sugarfoot. It didn't matter who came by expectantly or unexpectedly. She was always thrilled to have visitors in her home. She didn't go through the changes to make everything in her home perfect. Oftentimes, it was not. However, what was always perfect was her welcoming spirit. And isn't that just how God wants us to be? The Word of God in 1 Peter 4:9 tells us, Be hospitable to one another without complaint. Now, in the ancient world, being hospitable was important because inns were often too dangerous and the room was not always available. Peter uses this example for living in a hostile world. While here in the United States, we do not experience this type of hostility, nevertheless, being hospitable is still honorable to God, especially for the believer, genuinely serving others despite any inconvenience. How welcoming is your welcome mat? Hebrews 13, verses 1 to 2 tells us, let brotherly love continue. Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by doing so, some have unwittingly entertained angels. The Amplified Version puts it this way, let love of your fellow believer continue. Do not neglect to extend hospitality to strangers, especially among the family of believers, being friendly, cordial, and gracious, sharing the comfort of your home and doing your part generously. For by this, some have entertained angels without knowing it. Be toward one another, especially those who are in the household of faith. Now, I witnessed Hebrews 13, verses 1 and 2 while in Casablanca, Morocco. A woman whose name is Tina, who attends the same church as my son-in-law, Eddie, and my daughter, Macy, attend. Now, Tina is in her mid-70s and is from the United States and has lived in Morocco for 6 years. Tina invited Eddie's parents, who were also in Morocco, and me to her house for brunch one morning. Excuse me. While at her home, we talked about a number of different things. During the conversation, Tina began to cry. She said she had been wrestling with some concerns, didn't know what she was going to do, but said God had sent us there, and she received confirmation about what God would have her to do. Praise God. When we welcome others, we get blessed too. We were total strangers to Tina, who welcomed us with great hospitality into her home. Well, we all hit it off very well and enjoyed one another's company. Now, Eddie's parents left a week before I left Morocco. Tina texted me and asked if I wanted to go shopping with her, and of course, I said yes. So Tina and I stopped for lunch, and it was then that I learned that she didn't even know Macy and Eddie. They were complete strangers to her as well. She just happened to see them in a small group meeting, and Eddie and Macy mentioned that their parents were coming to Morocco, and Tina reached out to these perfect strangers and inviting us into her home. She didn't even know our children. As a result of her hospitality, Tina was blessed, and so were we. How welcoming is your welcome mat? I understand we live in times where we have to be conscientious of who we're allowing into our space and into our homes. I understand that there are people who will try to pull a fast one with you with every attempt and take advantage of your good nature. However, don't allow one or two bad encounters dictate how you respond to the next person to whom you can have a horizontal Jesus relationship with. Let the Holy Spirit be your guide. So you say, horizontal Jesus, what is that? Well, I'm reading a book by Dr. Tony Evans entitled Horizontal Jesus. Dr. Evans points out that when we are welcoming to others, we are also welcoming Jesus. How, you might ask? In addition to being welcoming with outward signs, as with the welcome mat on our front door, how we receive others into our homes demonstrate our welcoming attitude in our hearts, even for those who cannot give us anything in return. Matthew 25, verses 34 through 40 says, then the king will say to those on his right, come who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to see me. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you? And the king will answer them, Surely I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of my brothers, you did it to me. How welcoming is your welcome act? Galatians 6:10 tells us, So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, especially to those who are in the household of faith. Galatians 6:10 makes a distinction. Even though doing good to unbelievers is important, the first test of our love for God is our love for our brothers and sisters in Christ. The horizontal love for our brothers and sisters serves as a good measure of the vertical love in our hearts for God. Matthew 25-34 gives a clearer picture of who and how we are to love through our actions, attitudes, and our articulation of our genuine concern for one another mixed with faith. We can receive an abundance of blessings when we give out of our own personal need, which brings me to my closing thought, the widow of Zarephath in 1 Kings 17. The prophet Elijah asked this widow for food, and she replied that she was down to one last small meal for herself and her son. She told Elijah that after that, she and her son would prepare to die of starvation. Nevertheless, Elijah asked her for some of the bread and assured her that the meal she had would not be used up or the jar of oil would not run dry until the day the Lord sends rain on the earth. Not knowing Elijah, that took a step of faith on her end, and just as Elijah prophesied, she and her son had more than enough. That is an important lesson for us to learn, if that's all Scripture said about it, but it's not. In fact, the widow of Zarephath shows up again in the words of Jesus himself. After reading from the scroll of Isaiah in the synagogue, Jesus added this, But in truth, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the heavens were shut up 3 years and 6 months, and a great famine came over all the land, and Elijah was sent to none of them, but only one, to Zarephath, and the land of Sodom, to a woman who was a widow. And that's in Luke 4:25-26. What made this so special was in order to get the widow of Zarephath, who was a Gentile, Elijah had to pass by the Jewish widows. What made this widow stand out was her willingness to trust God in the middle of her crisis. She was willing to put the need of a stranger whom she had never met before her own. There are times in our lives, my brothers and sisters, when God puts it on our hearts to share our love with others through putting them first. In our society today, that concept is not always in vogue because of the me-first attitude society has created. We are reminded, however, to do nothing out of our own selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than ourselves. Philippians 2:3 says, That is the attitude the widow of Zarephath displayed, as did my mother-in-law in love, as did Tina, my new friend. They each extended the welcome mat in their own way, being that horizontal Jesus that he calls us to be. So I'll ask you again, how welcoming is your welcome mat? I challenge you today, my family, to be the horizontal Jesus he has called you and me to be. Back to you, Minister Brenda.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you.
God bless you. I guess you can hear me now. Okay.
Yeah.
God bless you so much. Thank you so much, Minister Willa, for that profound message this morning. I love that. Come on in, Sugarfoot. How about that? Glory to God. And our welcome mat should be definitely open for the people of God. Thank you again for that profound message. I will call you back to close us out with the benediction of our first half of this call. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth is full of your glory. We thank you, O God, for your awesomeness, your power, your grace, your love, your joy, your peace. We thank you, Father, that you've given us another day to allow us to saturate in your glory. We thank you, Father God, for this woman of God who have given us this profound message to remind us how hospitable we should be, Father, toward the people of God, and even to the sinners, oh God, because that's what you did. You showed your love abroad, oh God, and we thank you that your love is abiding within us, that people will see you dwell in us. We're seeking you, Father God, and we're asking you, Lord, to help us to be more loving, more kind, and more gracious to the people as you lead us by your Spirit. We thank you, Father, for blessing Minister Willa, that you keep her in perfect peace as her mind stays on you. Bless her and her husband in a profound way, oh God. Lord, strengthen them. Bless their children, their grandchild, and all those, Lord, that are around them. We thank you, Father, for keeping them in every way of their lives, protecting them from all harm and danger. We thank you, Father, for our very own Papa Diaz de Leon, Lord, as he's been traveling. We ask that you strengthen him in such a mighty way. We thank you, Father, for even strengthening our very own Dr. Vanessa, Father. We speak to that cold and say, cold, you have to go in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for healing Jerry, Elena, Eugene, Steve, Robin's grandmother of 101. We call, speak to pneumonia and say, you have to go in Jesus' name. We thank you for healing Pastor Taylor and Kai's aunt Sharon and Sharon and her family, Victor Brown, Jackie and Johnny. We thank you, Father, for healing, even taking care of Rebecca on her birthday, Father God. We glorify you for every good and perfect gift. And Father God, spend time and strengthen your people, Lord, who are going through bereavement this morning. We ask you, Lord, that you put your arms around Dr. P.K. Patton and their families, oh God. Thank you for the Bowdry family. Strengthen them, Lord, the Flanagans, the Watsons, and the Brown family. We thank you for doing your great work within them and around them, Lord. We ask that you strengthen each one on this call, and we thank you, Father, for every good and perfect gift coming from you this day and the days to come. In Jesus' name, we say hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, you got all weekend to hear this wonderful, wonderful word of being, having our welcome mat open to the blessings of God. And that number to hear the playback and share with others is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-POUND. Now, we do have the, remember, we got our prayer requests and praise reports that you can share with us in our second half, and then we'll definitely be praying with you and rejoicing with you. And also, they have the New Morning Motivational Call next, and it's 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND, and that's with Platinum President Anastasia Lewis from the Bahamas. Well, thank you again, Minister Tiffany, for allowing the Spirit of God to use you this morning. As always, all week long, we glorify God for you. And thank you, Minister Jackie, for seating and greeting everyone this morning and just allowing God to use you in a magnificent way. Happy, happy, happy birthday to our very own Minister Rebecca, who is expecting her child in a couple of weeks, and maybe within the next week. And we so appreciate God for using you among us. And again, Minister Willa, thank you for allowing God to use you with that profound message this morning. How is our welcoming mats? Thank you so much for that profound message. Would you come and close us out with the first half of our call? And then the next voice you will hear is, I think it will be our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I'm not sure, but it'll be one of
I'm your minister, Brenda.
Okay, it will be our wonderful Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton. She will take on the second half of this call after Minister Willa gives the benediction. God bless you all.
Thank you, Minister Brenda. And I want to say happy, happy, happy birthday to Minister Rebecca. We so love you and are just really excited about our new baby who will be joining us very, very soon. Praise the Lord, Rose Sophia. As I think about a welcome mat, I think about it not only has to be in front of our homes, but it can also be in our hearts. It can be wherever we go. We all see homeless people lined up along the streets under the viaducts. How welcoming are we to maybe give them a bottle of water? You know, that's what the word does tell us, to give someone a drink. Or how welcoming are we to carry little snacks in our cars so that we could pass it out, or your heart, to give them some money? We can be welcoming in other ways as well. If it's not within our home, let's always be welcoming and we have a spirit of hospitality, even while we are out and about. It can be with a kind word. It can be with a smile. How welcoming are we? Father, we just thank you for the opportunities that you have given us. We thank you, Lord, for how you have blessed us, for we are blessed to be a blessing to someone else. So whether it be to carry snacks in our car, to have a bottle of water, or just to give a wave, a smile, or a hug, a word of encouragement, Father, help us to be more welcoming because we want to reflect an image of you. We want to be Christ-like. And, Father, we don't need to wear anything that says, I love Jesus. We don't have to have the bumper sticker that says, I love Jesus Christ. It's within what we wear in our countenance, in our speech, and in our actions. So, Father, we just thank you for the opportunity to serve in so many ways as we show our horizontal love to one another, as you reflect your love vertically for us. We give you praise and call it done. And it is in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And my family, you know, as I always say, I love me some you. Have a wonderful weekend. And I will now put you in the hands of Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, our super fantastic, and our Dr. Dimples. Are you there?
I am here. God bless you. God bless each and every one of you. Good morning, TMC family. Indeed, this is the day that the Lord has made. As I look out the windows here at the mountains of North Carolina, as it's drizzling rain, it's beautiful. And as Minister Willard was preaching, I said, Lord, let me go out here and see what my welcome mat looked like. I don't even know if I got welcome on this mat. But more significantly, I was halted. And you came back and summed it up. You have a welcome mat on your heart. You welcome everybody. And it's so good that you gave that message, because yesterday I had visitors from South Carolina, my in-laws. I don't have in-laws or outlaws in my life. I just have love laws. And so they came. And then last night, my family members came in that the Lord just blessed me with in Hawaii over 16 years ago. And they are stationed in Korea. They flew in, came in to see about me and to spend a little time here today. So my heart is just overjoyed that your message would be that message for me. And then yesterday's message from Minister Candy was all for me. Life goes on, and I must get up and go on. And today is a kind of a tough day because a month ago my husband, died. And so it's just a little rough spot here. But life goes on. That's why I press for today to do just this, because there's nothing like being surrounded by your prayer partners, those family members who love you and who will pray for you and carry you through, and that's exactly what you have done. You all, I want you to know that the queue is open. I want you to come into the queue so that I'll know that you are there so that we can get this part of the call on and popping. God is good. This morning, what can I say? This whole week, our own Minister Tiffany Lauderdale out of California, who God has just given a passion for this call, because it takes passion for you to get up this early every single morning praising God with the voice that she praises him with and usher us into a place of worship, so that we are prepared and our hearts are ready to receive the word. So we indeed thank God for her. We thank God for our own Minister Jackie Henderson, our Silver Fox up there in Indianapolis, who gets up, and even though she's pressing to work with those young people and those babies there with her sister, I thank God for you, Minister Jackie, and the sacrifices that you make to help this team be all that it is. And what can I say about our prayer general? Lord, we thank God for my Mississippi queen. I love folks in Mississippi, you know, because that's where I'm from. And I love all of you, but, you know, I just have a little special place in my heart for the Mississippians. That's where I'm born. And so I just thank God for that prayer warrior. She can pray. All you have to do is say. And sometimes you don't have to say. She just called up and said, God said pray. And I just thank God for you, Brenda. I do, Minister Brenda. I do. Now, I am looking, and I don't see anybody in the queue. So I can just go on. You know, you all know I can take a sermon on a Sugarfoot alone, because that's just the old Mississippi saying. My mom, Sugarfoot, come here and sit down. Let me tell you a thing or two. But she knows, you know, that you've done something a lot of times that Sugar was not a part of it. She was about to work on you. And so welcome, Sugarfoot, is a whole different ball game than sit down, Sugarfoot. Because if you sit down, she tells you to sit down, that means she's getting ready to tell you a thing or two that is going to help change your life. I want to thank God today for our own Papa Diaz de Leon. You all, Papa had open heart surgery probably about 3 months ago. And major, and but this past week, he has been on the road here letting the artist family know how much he loves and appreciates this company. He's given his the latter part of his life, 30 years, to this company. You never get too old as long as there's breath in your body to fulfill the purpose that God has for you. And God has really, really blessed, I'm telling you, has really, really blessed Papa Diaz de Leon, and he has left a legacy that he can see working already through his children as he has traveled around from city to city, having one-on-ones with the leaders of our company and those who desire to be leaders in this company. Such an humble spirit. And I have always, always loved Papa Diaz de Leon. One of my most favorite pictures is my picture with him sitting and with him looking like he's giving me advice on how to go forth as the ambassador for this company years ago. So I thank God for that. I don't forget the past when it's good. That mess is no good. I wash it on down. Thank God the river of forgetfulness to remember no more. And as a result of his being here, I am believing that the Super Saturdays that will take place tomorrow will be off the chain and popping. So if you've not sent out invitations, look, you all, if folks are in your database, that means that they mean something to you or they are connected with you some way. Send them all an invitation. Let them decide. We're grown folk. God has given us the greatest gift in the world, and that is the gift of choice. And I ain't allowing nobody to take it from me. If he was in this area and you sent me an invitation, I should be able to decide where I want to go or not. Send everybody an invitation. Let them go out to the Super Saturdays after Papa has gone through and the wind of God and the breath of God has left in these places to shake them up. Those Super Saturdays tomorrow ought to be jam-packed full and just absolutely life-changing for everybody who attends. Amen? If I was in church, I'd say I want to hear a resounding amen. All righty. No one has come into the queue, so I'm just going to ask that you pray for my children. That they're going to be traveling. They have just been traveling and traveling since they have been in country, trying to see everybody, hug up on everybody, love up on us all to let us all know that we are important in their lives. So they're going to leave here, going to Mississippi to see his father. His biological mother died years ago when he was in the military. He adopted me as his mother, and he has absolutely honored me as his mother and loved upon me and watched over me and prayed for me. He's a praying boy. And I thank God, young man, he no boy no more, that I have a little something to do with him coming back in the fold and giving his life completely to the Lord. And now he's a wonderful, wonderful minister of God. So I'm going to ask that we put Ted Lewis and his family on our prayer list as he is rolling around this country trying to see everybody, working hard at seeing everybody, loving up on everybody, and dropping just a few pearls of wisdom as he is going from place to place. All righty, with that being said, do we have anything else? Miss Willa, do you have any closing remarks? Any of you all, prayer general, Minister Brenda, Minister Tiffany. Minister Tiffany, I'm going to be singing happy birthday to Minister Rebecca if you don't come on up front and center and do her a good happy birthday song, and then we're going to go right into our prayer. How about that? Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. You all, I'm so excited about what God is doing in my life, in this season of my life. And I'm just asking that you pray for me that in this season I will be able to comprehend numbers and that I won't be afraid of that side of my brain that says you can put 2 + 2 together, girl, and come up with 4, okay? I have not had to. I've had 2 wonderful husbands who were brilliant with numbers, and I didn't have to do anything with numbers. But I think it's time that I step up to the plate and get to work on that part, financial literacy and helping people understand that if I can do it of all people at this age over 65, then everybody can do it, okay? So with that being said, I don't see anybody in the queue. I don't even see, let me see. All righty. Well, here we go. Rebecca, God bless you, sweetheart. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. May God bless you. I think that's pretty good for a voice up here in these mountains that can sing anyway, that just makes a joyful noise. I'm so glad that God has given me the courage to do that. Now, that doesn't give you a right to do that, Minister Willer. That's just because I have the mic this morning. Don't try. All right, with that being said, let us get ready and prepare our hearts and minds to go to God in prayer. You all, I want you to have a super fantastic weekend this weekend. I want you to know without a shadow of a doubt, we are here because of great mothers. And I said they are great mothers because they didn't abort us. We are here. And they may not have been perfect mothers. How are y'all? Glory to God. None of us are perfect, daughters and sons either. But they did the best they knew how to do. Some of them were very young mothers, just didn't know what to do. Abused mothers, raped mothers, hurt mothers, but my God, they were still mothers. They carried us and they brought us into this world. And we need to do what the Bible says, and that is to honor them, not just on last weekend, but I'm going to say something about mothers throughout as I am going through my season on Why, Lord, Why. I'm going to talk a little bit more about mothers because some of the mothers are still asking, why, Lord, why? Why did I lose my childhood? Why? So we're going to get right there. With that being said, let's go to God in prayer. Ooh, holy God, we worship and adore you today. We give you thanks because you are God and you are God all by yourself. God, I thank you this morning that you reminded me that you reward faithfulness. And because this TMC family has been faithful down through the years, since the year of 2010, we give you glory today, telling you thank you. Thank you for our minister, Dr. Mother Eagle, a sister, a confidant, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Thank you for her being in my life. Thank you, God, for her consistency. Thank you, God, for her being persistent. Thank you, God, for her being a light in this world of darkness. Thank you for the wisdom that you crowned her head with. I ask now, Holy God, that you will continue to bless her. We speak to that body of hers. That we tell every cell that's being reproduced right now, it must be reproduced healthy. We tell every organ, we speak to her organs now. They must line up and function as God made them to function. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood to cover her now. Every disease that come up on the body must die instantly in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that your word is true and that by your stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And you heal us completely. Heal her now in Jesus' name. We thank you for Mother Josie, a wonderful mother who carried her, brought her into this world, helped raise her with her father, God, and we ask now that you will bless Mother Josie today. Hallelujah, having lived in her ripe age of 97, we ask God that you bless and keep her and that you will help her, God, to walk it out, rock it out in that rocking chair. She's praying for us. We come against every miserable thought that would come to invade her mind. We speak peace to her mind today. We decree and declare that this would be one of the best days that she's ever had in her lifetime. Today. You have a way of doing what we don't even know because you an all-knowing God. You know what would make her happy today. Make her happy today. Not only Mother Josie, she represents the mothers that we pray for. Mother Oliver, who is 103 years old, still gets up on our call and speak strongly. Bless her, God. Bless mothers everywhere. Encourage their hearts and help them know, God, what their purpose was in carrying those children and bringing them here and raising them the best that they knew how, with flaws and all. Bless them, Jesus. In your name we pray. We ask now, Holy God, that you will do for this TMC family, each and every member, what is needed. It's especially Rebecca. Minister Rebecca is getting ready to deliver, Lord, and we ask that Sister little baby Rosie come here healthy, that she is, that wonderful package of joy is delivered to that family in Jesus' name. Let this be an easy delivery for her. Well, let her testimony be that this is the third one, and Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, number three is a good number. And so let this be an easy one for her. Let today, her birthday, be a joyous birthday in Jesus' name. Now, God, we pray that you will absolutely reach out and touch all who's traveling today. I don't want to be selfish, Lord, but I do love myself some Ted Lewis and his family. And I ask, God, that as they get on the road, that your protective angels will be around them and keeping them in everything that they are doing while they are here on stateside. And when they get ready to fly back, let them find everything back in Korea better than it was when they left it. Help them as they are transitioning right now in Jesus' name with their baby girl graduating from high school, our baby girl. Lord, bless her, Jesus, as she steps into this next new season of her life. And I decree that she's successful at everything she does because she does love the Lord. And I ask God that you continue to keep her as only you can. Tiana, we love you today, and we thank God for you. In Jesus' name, we decree that you belong to him. Now, we pray for all graduates everywhere, holy God. Hiya, you see these young people coming up out of these schools. And God, we ask that you bless them. We pray a special anointing over them in Jesus' name. Rock them steady, Lord. Rock them steady. I rebuke and come against that car accident. I rebuke the consumption of alcohol just to see how I'm going to feel and rejoicing over graduation. I come against it in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that their minds will be clear, knowing that you have a reason for them being here. Help their young minds embrace it right now. And it's not to be party hardy all the time. It is a real purpose to build your kingdom for your people. God, we love you, and we ask, God, that you continue to bless the artist family from the owners all the way up and down the chain, those who are in the warehouse packing the boxes so that they will understand how to do it without mistakes, those who are answering the phones so that they can hear clearly and get the orders correctly, those who are driving and flying our packages from point A to point B, all the way to the distributors who are out talking to people, helping them to know that these are life-changing products. Bless God. Bless the distributors, Lord, in Jesus' name. And then, God, up in the headquarters, bless each and everyone who's up in there, Lord, in Jesus' name. And of course, the family. Bless the family. Dear De Leon family, in Jesus' name we pray. Lord, I love you and I thank you. And I just bless your name, God, because you are so good. You are so good. You are so kind. You've kept us up to this point, and you've kept us for a reason. So I speak prosperity and success into the ears and the lives of each and every person who's on this phone. I speak clarity of purpose to each and every one who's on this phone right now. In Jesus' name, I decree and declare, holy God, that they will do and be, we all will do and be all that you have called us to do and be. In Jesus' name. This is our prayer in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost. Amen, amen, and amen. I'm decreeing and declaring that today will be a super fantastic day for you as you walk out representing God Almighty in your life. Bye-bye. Have a super fantastic weekend.